Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, stuweb.com. It is Wednesday, or Tuesday, 6/25/2024. And I have the honor to have Jim Fetcher on with me, Professor Jim Fetcher, former captain of the Marine Corps. We're going to talk about that for a moment, but Professor Joe as well. But there's a subject I want to bring up. The Surgeon General of the United States of America has said screaming gun control laws because due to the deaths in America. I want to comment on that. I was locked up as a political prisoner for exposing Silverado Savings and Loan, Neil Bush Directorate, Iran-Contra money laundering, congressional investigation. I was the one exposed to Denver International Airport, a secret underground facility, which is a transfer station for FEMA to lock up patriots. And TV5 in Denver put it on the TV. Why did they pour a new runway over and they covered it up in that day with dirt to hide it? Minshaw with TV5, Dave Minshaw was the one that reported on it. I don't know if he's still alive or not, great guy. But they never caused a congressional investigation, covered a cover-up, plus I caused HUD scandal, and I'm gonna just not brag on myself here, but I met too many people. On the last radio show that Joe and I did together, it's posted on Breaking News and the latest bar, Radio Bar 4, gets into the aliens and the fallen angels and everything else and the summer solstices and the satanic human sacrifices that everybody on the planet needs to know about. Now, go back to Surgeon General of the United States today saying gun control. Let's face it, folks. I was locked up with two gang members. They call them OG members. Official gang member. Look, back in the 60s, they had these riots in Watson River, where Jody tried to remind me here. And they had 12, 14 gangs out there fighting among themselves. And they burned down a whole section of Los Angeles. That was back in the 60s. Two of them were in jail with me, original gang members, they call them. They're like general, the top general in the deal. They got caught with drugs and laundered through Silverado Savings and Loan. They were locked up in Denver with me. Now, that's what's going on in America. Gang members. They owe a bill. They're fronting the drugs. They even told me. One guy wrote a book. I'm so stupid. Old Johnson Super Spook was in there with me. And the guy that busted John Gotti. And they were laughing this fuck. He told you that, yeah. Conversation I had over these clowns. Anyway, they served the rest of their lives in prison. There's the point. Shooting up, burning up L.A. Wrong, wrong. That's where the gangs came from. The shootings in America are gang members. They'll issue you drugs and front you drugs. And I told a couple cops that in Quick Trips, standard Kansas City cops. Couple black dudes, one at one time, another one. I said, here's the killings in Kansas City. We're up to this death rate, whatever it was last year. We're already up to that almost now. Here's the point. They front the drugs, and if you don't pay the price, which they don't, they use the drugs, and then they can't afford to pay. So, hey, they exterminate. They didn't tell them to, no, it doesn't happen in our situation. Now, with that said, I'm going to hand the mic over to Professor Joel, and I want Jim Fetcher and Joel to give their latest reports.
Founder has struck a plea deal with the U.S. where he agreed to plead guilty to one felony count related to the disclosure of national security information in exchange for his release on the basis of time served. 62 months he's been in prison in Alberta. He should have been out and about long since, just outrageous, and around 5 years there he's talking about. So, I'm just glad it's out. The guy did a tremendous amount of good. It was very comparable to Pentagon Papers. But in this case, it was about Pizzagate, Hillary Clinton, and a whole lot of corruption. I consider one of the highlights of the emails that he published to have been one recording that Barack Obama spent $65,000, that's your money and mine, to fly pizza and hot dogs in from Chicago for a private party at the White House. Now, anyone familiar with White House protocols know they will not accept food from outside sources to circumvent the risk of poisoning. And if it had been real hot dogs and real pizzas flying from Chicago to Washington, D.C., they would have been inedible by the time they arrived. What is actually going on here in terms of pedo speak? Pizza is little girls, hot dogs, little boys. So Barack Obama flew little boys and little girls to the White House for a private party at taxpayer expense for $65,000, and I'll guarantee it wasn't to play ping pong.
If he did this and was involved in pedophilia, he needs to have his private parts cut off and put in prison. Go ahead, Jim.
Joel.
All right.
Your thoughts about punch, yeah.
All right, I will add this to it. I literally read an email from Maria Abramovic to the head CEO of Stratford Intelligence Agency.
Fantastic.
In Texas. That is a front for the Mossad. In there, she was inviting him to come to the next events, which were spring cooking, and we know what that means, by Maria Abramovic. That means human sacrifice. And she explained the $25,000 to bring in the hot dogs, and we knew that was boys and girls to be used in ritual parties called ping pong pizza. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, it's all disgusting beyond belief. If anyone wants a follow-up, if you go to my blog at jameshbetzer.org, find JimTheConspiracyGuy.com, the 65 shows, and one of the first few of the 65 is on Pizzagate, where you'll see including photographs of one of these parties where it's clear that what is on the menu is a roast human being. I mean, it's very, very bad. But all this is disgusting beyond belief, and you'll find out some Hollywood figures popular like Haley, you know.
Let me
she talks
you.
About...
Go ahead, Jim.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You know.
All right.
Jim had a brain fart.
Here is the thing we need to keep in mind. Human sacrifice has been going on for a long time. And we now know, approximately in modern day times, who are the principals of this. And if you think I'm joking or I'm overestimating the situation, there are literally two restaurants in Los Angeles County that offer human meat for meals. A restaurant, two of them. One is in the San Fernando Valley, and the other one is towards Long Beach. So this is something that has been going on for quite a while.
Fry your human on your grill, folks, in Los Angeles.
And so when you think, like, for instance, there's one commentator that said that Pizzagate was a setup. No, it wasn't. Because the kids were being messed with in the back of the facility. And there were witnesses that saw the kids come out and sit and then go back in. So there is a string of tunnels. And it seems as though when it comes to this pedophilia for sacrifice, tunnels are involved in, like, 777 in New York City, the head of the Shabbats. They found tunnels.
Jewish Shabbats.
And not only that, they were dragging out mattresses that had red stain on it.
Strip kids.
So?
The guys with the black hats in New York. Go ahead.
Well, just hang on. So, this is not something that is fictitious nor outlandish. It has been going on for quite a while. And if you're going to become part of, then you got to go to people like Kathy O'Brien, Cisco Wheeler, and some of these other women that were used as mind control agents, and would tell their story of the actual human sacrifice that is prevalent throughout this, I'll just use the word because it's a good word to use, the dark Illuminati.
I had Kathy O'Brien on years ago, Joan was in.
So, there is another person that used to be on Stu's radio show called Jay Parker. And he came out of an Illuminati family that was situated in Arden, Delaware. Its corresponding village was in Rose Valley, Pennsylvania. And between those two cities, Jay said, there is a ley line of which they do their human sacrifice rituals. And he said he knew of two present politicians that were part of that Illuminati group. And they were Biden and Netanyahu.
They did human sacrifices there in Delaware, and he witnessed it. Now, the ley lines that Joe just spoke of are like arteries through your body, veins. It runs through the earth. It gives an energy grid. Delaware is strong, and Denver, Colorado is the headquarters for the 12 disciples of Satan, the fallen angel, possessed human beings. Where there's 200,000 registered with the NSA since 1952 to the 2012 agreement extended. 200,000 registered. In Genesis, it says a third fell. A third, that's 333,333. Here's the point. There, 12 disciples of Satan and 12 richest evil. Baby killers, child rapists in the world. Henry Kissinger was one of them. David Rockefeller, Rothschild, Meyer Rothschild. I don't know, there's quite a few dead now, and they've exchanged places. One of them was my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Millman, that I never knew. I met him, stayed at his house 2 days. Oh, offer me 7,000 acres over here to develop and all this. I wasn't interested. I saw something about him that it just wasn't right. And my ex was just like in control before I ever married her. She says, that's the reason I don't want to live in Denver, the control freaks. Anyway, he turned out to be a fallen angel possessed, one of the 12 richest in the world, performed human sacrifices. Super Spook Otis Johnson, 007, was murdered in 2017. Said a fireball was going to hit the planet 2025, end of the world. Two stars will hit before Revelation 13. I said, and he says, you're correct. He was brought up as a Christian. His father was OSS, Officer of Daisy Services, Bush, Milman, all of them were OSS. Then it became the CIA. Otis was Air Force Intelligence, then CIA, and then NSA before he was murdered. He worked for General Flynn direct. He answered him. He told me in 2017, don't worry about Mueller. He's not going to get away with anything. We got him nailed. Me and Flynn. I'm calling him a week later. I find out the latest shit. Called his cell phone. His son answers to him. I said, anyway. What's the problem? My dad's in the VA hospital here in Omaha. He had massive heart attack. I said, can I talk to him? Yeah. He puts the phone up against his ear and he talks to me. He says, they got me this time. I can feel death coming on. I don't know how long I'm going to last, but they hit me with Stonar. S-T-O-N-E hyphen R technology. Satellite. It's 10 million people around the United States each night. And bedtime approximately 10 o'clock starts putting you to sleep, screws you up, sucks the magnesium, potassium, iodine, all kinds of stuff out of your body. Here's the point. He told me that. It hit him. Now, Otis was a good friend of mine. I met him in jail in Denver. He was the one that said, when Billy Jack movie was made out of, comes through there. No, he murdered. No, they were turning back the Indian reservations, oil deals. Two federal agents were. So he goes out to district Peltier. He goes out of the district to other FBI agents in another state. And they agreed to take the case to U.S. Attorney Hobet. They go in there and they murdered the two good guys while the two bad guys were pulling the meter and changing back the cutting so Daddy Bush and Milman and the 12 disciples could get their 12% or their 90% of the oil off the Indian reservation. And the American Indians didn't get theirs. They got a lot of oil underneath there. Billy Jack, they made a movie out of, Peltier. The guy in D.C., former Attorney General, represents him today because, I mean, but he can't get him out of jail. He's been there for 40, 42 years. He needs to be released, folks. A demand needs to be done for Billy Jack. Here's the point. I met all these people. Otis Johnson. Now, Otis, or Joel. I think you kind of know where I've gone with this. Okay, too far. Okay, but the 12 disciples of Satan just had their big satanic worship, and you and I did a radio show on this, talking about the fallen angels, the saucer, John Lear, all these people I met, including, oh my God, the list goes on. Would you please take over, John?
All right. Went away off into the grass there, Stu, so it's kind of hard to make back to what everyone's saying.
Yeah, let me just say, if you're going to follow up on this pizza, if you're going to follow up on this Pizzagate stuff, you better have a strong stomach. And the figure I was thinking about is Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Well, she's been a victim of sexual exploitation. You'll learn that. Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi are deeply involved. Nancy even has her own pizzeria, Goat Hill Pizza. in San Francisco, but unlike any other pizza I've ever seen, the walls are covered with drawings by little children. Very serious, sobering stuff.
But Jim is telling you. Go ahead, Jim.
No, I'm just gonna. You go ahead and follow up.
All right. What Jim is telling you is a reality that a lot of people don't want to address. But it is a reality because it has a long tradition. It's not something that just developed overnight. And what he was talking about in Miley Cyrus, who used to be known as Hannah Montana, they are part of an entire mind control. Walt Disney, and if Walt Disney knew what was going on his old establishment, he would turn over in his grave.
He would. Now, Joe, Milman controlled Walt Disney. Now it's Larry Mazel. Go ahead.
Don't interrupt, please.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, with Eisner, at one time was the head of Walt Disney, there are people who have come out and said they have attended the ritual parties, the sacrificing, the drinking of blood, and that is Hollywood. And if you really want to get to the origins of that, go to Myron C. Fagan, who spoke about this during the 80s. And you begin to see how corrupt things are, all the way from the local government, all the way to the federal government, and all kinds of private enterprises. And that is the story of Epstein. You can go back and you want to read Whitney Webb's story of Epstein and her three-part series. That only tells you half of what is going on. And I'll be very frank. When I say this, there were, I would say, at least 50,000 Palestinian women and children were slaughtered. They were the human sacrifice. That was a ritual sacrifice.
Yeah, it started what, Joe? Not the solstice or the winter or summer solstice. Equinox. Good. Was it around that time?
Still.
What?
This is a human sacrifice. And the leader of that was Netanyahu. He's a Satanist, identified by Jay Parker. This is not going to stop. This is going to continue. Because it is for the greater Israel. That's why they are cleansing out the Palestinian. And for those Christian Zionists, one third of the Palestinians that were slaughtered and tortured are Christians. They're called Eastern Orthodox. So keep that in mind as we go down this road concerning Israel and all of the things that surround Israel.
And it's killing you, the Christians.
It is for the supposed return of the Messiah, which in this case is Lucifer. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I think you said it very well, Joe. I agree with all of that. I wanted to turn to events in Ukraine. So, Joe, Stu added comments you wanted to add on this Pizzagate business. Go ahead, Stu.
No, Captain Jim Spencer, go ahead.
Let me stop, Stu. because I can add something more relevant to the point concerning Ukraine. First and foremost, the Ukraine for 300 years was part of Greater Russia. They are called the Slavs or the Rus. Your present-day Jew today is a Jew. He's not an old Hebrew. He is a Khazarian. And part of the Ukraine, part of the Ukraine, was the Khazarian Empire, Kiev, and they fought over it. And that is part of what the Bolshevik Revolution was. And as far as the so-called Nazis, this was an outshoot of the Slav that got tired of the Bolshevik Revolution, and there is no doubt who is behind the Bolshevik Revolution, it is your Jewish bankster. They revolted and joined the Luftwaffe to go after the Bolshevik. And this is where you get into the Holodomor. Sacrificing 6 million, how about 12? How about 12 million Slavs were slaughtered and starved to death and executed? They got tired of the Bolshevik. Of course, along comes Victoria Nuland, who is part of the neocon.
She needs,
hang on, Stu.
She needs to take her, we need to take her head off.
That control what is going on in the Ukraine. The entire house of government in Ukraine is Jewish. So that is, in a way, that this is a continuing slaughter that is going on, pushing the Ukrainian against their cousins, Putin, and the Russian. And it eventually will clean out the population, and that will become, as Zelensky has said, Greater Israel. Okay, go ahead, Jim. Go ahead, Stu.
Joe. I mean, Professor Jim Petzer. Go ahead.
Well, there have been several developments in Ukraine suggesting that Putin has taken off the gloves. Among others, we've had a massive assault on Ukrainian forces by Russia, a new offensive bringing massive losses to Ukraine. In addition, Russia has dropped a Fab 3054 beast bomb for the first time.
How many bombs did they drop?
One.
How many spread to?
2,165 casualties from one bomb.
Okay, go ahead. Was it a nuke?
No. Whoa.
Go ahead, Jim. Hey. I was 0-1-5-1 in the Marine Corps. I worked for the captain. I protected him. I worked directly with him. You're in Washington, D.C. Go ahead. You're a pro at this. I respect you. I'm saluting you right here and now. Go ahead. Give me your report, please.
Meanwhile, Washington has faced the defeat of the Red Sea Donnybrook to the Houthis. They've actually spent $1 billion fighting the Houthis and lost. Ron Paul's written about it. Meanwhile, we have a situation where Colonel Douglas McGregor is explaining that the United States has given a green light for Israel to invade Lebanon to attack the Houthis. I mean Hezbollah. Now you have to understand, Hezbollah is very powerful. More than 10 times more powerful than Hamas. Hezbollah has actually defeated the IDF before. So Netanyahu is counting on the U.S. to make a difference. It turns out that we are sending a U.S. carrier battle group to join the conflict in Lebanon. But given the Houthis' ability to take out ships, given that Iran has warned Israel not to do this, given Russia is very, very pissed off because we have given Ukraine cluster bombs that they used on Russian citizens at a beach, where cluster bombs are illegal under international law, and Putin has declared we will pay a price for that. I believe if this U.S. carrier group comes up to support Israel's attacks on Hezbollah, it will be taken out. Iran has always shown it has tremendous military sophistication. Attacking Israel in response for its attack upon its consulate in Syria with hundreds of cruise missiles and unmanned aerial vehicles, which Israel, the U.S., and Jordan spent over $1 billion shooting down. They got them all except for seven hypersonic missiles the Iranians fired that took out the two airports from which the attack on its consulate had been launched, and a command and control center where they killed around 50 IDF Mossad agents who are running the op. I believe if there's an attack on Hezbollah, Iran will use those hypersonic missiles not only on Israel, but even on this U.S. carrier battle group, and where the carrier itself has about 5,000 sailors and 2,000 Marines, it's going to be a disaster. And we're walking right into it.
I've been on a carrier, Jim, USS Iwo Jima, 2 times.
I was myself on the Iwo Jima anchored in Kaohsiung Harbor when I was awakened at 3:30 in the morning by the exec to tell me JFK had been shot.
Oh,
and
my
then an
God.
Hour later, he came back to tell me that they'd got the guy who done it and that he was a communist. I thought that was pretty bad. So where today,
that's the reason you're a pro at the best of JFK, who murdered him. We need to do another show and bring Joe in as well. As I met someone in Spoose, they told me all about it. We need to do another show. We did one in the past. It was a blaster. But you are a pro at the JFK assassination. What?
Jim, weren't you a part of that group that met in Dallas maybe about 3 years ago investigating the JFK?
No, I began my serious work on JFK back in 1992 and published my first collection of expert studies in 1998, my second in 2000, my third in 2003, and then I followed it up with an update in 2017.
So
spoken at many JFK conferences, even flown around the world to talk about JFK, but I was not at this conference to which you allude.
Okay.
We did a couple shows, Jim, in the past. It's on one of the radio bars. Probably one or two. But we need to do another show on JFK. You and Joe and me talk about what we all know. And do it soon. Like within a week, and just blast it out to the audience. Excuse me.
I just have one more story I want to throw into the...
Definitely. Hey, bring it in.
Hopper. Louis C.K. actually reveals a bigger plot behind flooding the U.S. with illegals. And no, it's not just for votes. The left wants to turn the U.S. into a third world country. All that satisfies some misguided elite white guilt and even out of playing field. Well, Tanner reports. Reminder that the goal of mass migration isn't equity or justice or whatever the people promoting it claim. Rather, it's about destroying the countries to which the migrants are heading, dragging them down to the level of the rest of the world. Here's Louis C.K. admitting it must have no rogue and say it's not fair that America is so much better off than the rest of the world. So it needs to be destroyed and brought to the same low level as the third world. Every once in a while you listen to someone and what comes out is so raw and real, it makes you wonder if they meant to say it. That's exactly what many people are saying about comedian Louis C.K. and his recent chat with Rogan about Biden's devastating border invasion. It was one of those candid moments where he let the beans spill out all over the floor, revealing first that the invasion was planned, and then goes on to discuss why the left is determined to see America overrun with uneducated, low-skilled, and oftentimes criminal illegals. As Louis C.K. pointed out, he believes it's simply not fair that the U.S. is so much better than everyone else. According to what he expressed, the leftist mindset is that we need to be brought down a few pegs. And the quickest way to do that is by importing low IQ, low skill filth into the country. This isn't how you create fairness. It's how you topple an entire country from within. And the fact of the matter is the left knows this, and it's more than okay with it. Just look at what the left is doing with their twisted and dangerous DEI agenda that promotes people based on charity, not excellence, not ability or accomplishment. We're dumbing down the U.S. at a rate that's mind-blowing, and it will take decades to recover from it. Frankly, I don't believe we will ever be able to recover from it.
What's your comment, Joan?
Exactly everything that he said. And ultimately, who is doing this and why are they doing this? They are doing this, and I'll just use the word globalist, which it's just a pabulum of a word. It is to create what we call the old mercantile state. In other words, cities become designated cities will become the elite. Instead of 90% old age, 100%, and the rest will be serfs. That's where they're headed, and that's why they're doing it.
Okay.
And they are well on their way, because it's not only just happening here in the United States, it's the same thing in England. London is now 50% third world. London is the 50% third world.
Name France and these other countries, Joe. You've been reporting to me with months. Name the whole world for a moment.
Sweden, Stu. Malmo is a place in Sweden in which on the weekends or other specific times there are cars burnt, automatic weapon fire, and grenades. And the average Swede cannot defend himself.
And it's going on in France, Sweden, and other countries around the world because the African nation's coming up here. Is that the primary problem? Describe it, Joel.
I think we ought to end it here, Stu.
Okay. I'm going to say goodnight to Professor Joel. Jim Petcher, you got any last words?
Yes, there's going to be a debate Thursday night between the cadaver Biden and the candidate Trump. Let's see what happens. I predict they're going to use a body double for Biden. I mean, the guy is already not Joe, who died in 2017, as best I can determine.
He probably did die about that time.
Somebody who's cognitively alert, and they're going to try to claim it, debunk all of the skepticism about his abilities by having a guy in a latex Joe Biden mask. We know they have a voice box that will give you exactly the same voice. Hillary did this in her national debate with Bernie Sanders and with Donald Trump back in 2016. They used a younger, healthier, far more attractive version of Hillary with a voice box. And other than myself, I've never heard anyone call her out about it.
Now, Jim, Isn't it, Jim? Isn't it the earlobes dealt a lot of the details? Whether it's a clone, which I reported with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Rodney Bowers, about Hope, Arkansas, given to me by CIA, NSA, Super Spook, U.S. Air Force Intelligence, I worked for General Flynn until they murdered him in 2017. Now, they told me they brought all that German intelligence over from the aliens. The fallen angels Adolf Hitler was working with. They brought all those German intelligence officers over and they incorporated the OSS, which became the CIA. But what did they do? Hope, Arkansas. Created a secret underground base. They could clone people in 9 months. Go ahead, Jim Fetzer. A little bit of knowledge.
So I just encourage everyone, check it out. It's going to be an historic event, whatever happens. And don't be surprised if you see a very different, more vibrant, and intellectually alert and competent version of Joe Biden. It's in the works.
Now, people don't know this, but Joe and I spoke on my last radio broadcast with him on the 20th. I think I spoke about him. Joe Biden, like Leonard Mellon, had to sacrifice one of his sons to Satan, and his daughter, or his son. His name was the same name as me, Stuart, as him, and Leonard Mellon and his bitch wife ran off and played golf while their daughter's dying in the hospital after they killed her. Here's the point. Joe Biden did the same thing. He killed his son. He killed his wife because they told him, you want to come higher up? You have to do this. He did part of the deal. After the four kids, they sacrificed one of them. Guess what? All of a sudden, they're a big boy. In a satanic world. That's what Joe Biden did. His current bitch fucking cunt party expression wife. She calls herself a doctor. She has a PhD in education. She's no doctor. She's an educator. But that's okay because we have that doctrine in education. Now I'm going to stop.
No, it's not a PhD. It's an EDD. It's a totally different quality of degree.
I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. Professor.
But
you are a professor.
But let Joel tie it off today.
Wait a minute. Hang on for a second. She killed his first wife and son. His son was the sacrifice as a congressman. The higher up, the way he became president. That was part of the satanic agreement. He did it. And his current wife was the one who hit her and rode her and killed her like they tried to do to me, car crash Rover. Okay? Joe, would you pick it up from there?
It's time to end it, Stu.
Yes, I'm in agreement with it. And I thank Professor Joe. I thank Professor Jim Fetzer for being on with me. But the current wife of the President of the United States, he's going to be on that Thursday debating Trump. She killed his first wife. Biden's first wife and killed the kid. The kid had to be sacrificed for him to come up a couple more levels in Satan world. Good night, folks.